USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the money that is needed.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking during her weekly press briefing. The California Democrat says a coronavirus stimulus bill is now in the House Budget Committee.
That will then go to the Rules Committee for us to vote on sometime at the end of next week is my hope.
The bill would then be sent to the Senate. The sweeping measure covers nearly $2 trillion in more spending and includes $1,400 checks to most Americans. A massive winter storm is wreaking havoc on the southern plains. The storm has caused power outages across Texas and a shortage of natural gas. In addition to the Lone Star State, just under 200,000 customers are without power in Mississippi. Winter weather has also left 120,000 in Louisiana without electricity. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz heads to Cancun while his state is in crisis.
Outrage from many in Texas as Senator Ted Cruz is photographed in the United Airlines lounge as well as boarding a flight from Houston to sunny Cancun, Mexico, while the state he represents is in trouble. Cruz issued a statement that since his kids were out of school, he allowed them to join other friends in Cancun and that he only escorted them there, spent the night, and returned to Texas. No matter the reason, the optics aren't good. The death toll in Texas from the cold is near 30, with reports of many freezing to death inside their homes or from carbon monoxide poisoning of those desperate to stay warm in their cars. The numbers are sketchy, but there are millions without power or water that is safe to drink. For some, now on day four. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
More than 6,000 Toro snowblowers are being recalled. The 2021 PowerMax snowthrower reportedly poses an amputation hazard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the virus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask, what does that mean? You basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina House passed the Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act in a 79-35 vote. In protest, most Democratic lawmakers walked off the House floor. The bill protects unborn children after a heartbeat is detectable, typically about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The state Senate has already passed the legislation, and Governor Henry McMaster has promised to sign the bill into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.